didn't know what kinfolks, what they meant by kinfolks when they first started that. But you hear a lot of people use that expression now. Just a lot of them hear kinfolks.
It's spread in that much.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Do they use the expression old boy here? I saw an old boy downtown.
Oh, yes, so much. Yes, and especially my brothers that they were all a cowman. And, I heard of an old boy that said this or an old boy. Well, I use that expression myself just a lot of times.
It's a good expression.
And, I catch myself that it doesn't sound just right to say that, but I've heard it all my life. And, that old boy, I don't know what he's getting himself into.
Let's try some names. The mother of Jesus was
Mary.
And the wife of George Washington?
Martha.
Let's see. Was there anyone in town named Ralph?
I had a brother, Ralph. Ralph.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And let's see now. These books are this one and then Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew. Uh-huh.
Was there a Cooper family around here? Cooper?
Yes. There still are. Here in town. I think lives in Woodward, I believe.
That's a very common name.
Mm-hmm.
We find one knows in most every community.
Mm-hmm.
What is the term that was used for, well, maybe I better bring this up to date, a term that is used now for the local preacher?
Oh, a lot of people say reverend. I don't, I never call a preacher reverend. I don't like that applied to a human.
Uh-huh. You call him the preacher?
I just usually say preacher.
Uh-huh.
If it's a young, and most of them are youngsters, young enough to be my son, and I just say preacher. But a lot of people will say brother, our preacher now named McCoy, and Brother McCoy, well, it just doesn't sound, don't come easy for me to say Brother McCoy. I just don't. I just say preacher.
Did you ever have any part, and do you have a term for someone who works part-time at some job? It's not a hobby, it's a job with him, but he's not particularly good at it. A carpenter, for example.
No.
Jackleg is what I'm thinking
about. I've heard that expression, but I never did use it. I've heard the jack of all trades. That's someone that just isn't that doesn't stick to any one trade. But just does a little bit of everything. I've heard that said, jack of all trades. But
I'll ask you another term of relation. My mother's sister would be
your aunt.
Uh-huh. And if your mother had a brother named William, he would be your
Uncle William.
Uh-huh. This seems strange to you?
No. I had an Uncle William, but we always called him Uncle Bill.
Uh-huh. I think that's common. I've never heard anyone say Uncle William.
I don't think I ever have either.
Always
I don't believe
been.
I ever had. I know we always called him.
And let's see, MacArthur, when he was in the Army, was a
general.
Uh-huh. And the man who is the head of the local court here is a
judge.
Uh-huh. The person who goes to school is a
You mean student?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Is that the term that was used when you were a girl?
No, I think they used pupil more than they did if they said anything.
Uh-huh.
But I think the word pupil was used more than student.
Uh-huh.